bless you, choir. Brother Chris, if you have your Bibles this morning, let me invite you to find Mark chapter 1 and verse 40. Mark chapter 1 and verse 40. I want to share a message with you this morning in the form of a question, as our title is, Jesus Willing to Touch You? Is Jesus willing to touch you? In 1998, I was serving part-time on staff at Hampton Road Baptist Church in DeSoto, Texas. And in that same year, I had my first opportunity to go with Dr. Jerry Raines, pastor of that church, on my first international mission trip. And we went to, for about 14 days or so, Bucharest, Romania. Now, that's not the same as Budapest, Hungary, but Bucharest, Romania, and in the surrounding areas. And so for about 2 weeks, it was our team's goal and responsibility to share gospel tracts and or our salvation testimony with what would turn out to be hundreds of Romanians who would wait in line hours and hours, day after day, to see the American doctor that was with us and on our team. We were doing minor medical clinic stuff, such as taking blood pressure, looking at eyes, possibly giving or distributing Advil or Tylenol or aspirin. One of the more common situations that we saw on that trip and with much regularity day after day, particularly in women, was varicose ulcers. Now you may say, Brother Richard, don't you mean varicose veins? No. I mean varicose ulcers. We probably have all seen varicose veins or spider veins on men and or women, but in this particular situation, this condition had gotten so bad that there were now these open ulcers, open wounds on multiple women that we saw each and every day. And sorry for the visual, but it will serve us in just a moment. These ulcers full of and oozing of blood and pus. That visual that we have in our mind is probably not too far off from the conditions of first century leprosy. And this morning, as we come to Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45, in today's story, there are only two characters, a leper. And moms and dads, be sure if you're talking later that your boys and girls understand that I'm not saying leopard. We're not talking about a spotted animal that lives in the jungle. We're talking about a leper. And then the second main character, the Lord Jesus Christ. Is Jesus willing to touch you? If you have found Mark chapter 1 and verse 40, I invite you to stand this morning and follow along as I read God's word. and again through the end of the chapter. Now a leper came to Jesus, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing. Be cleansed." As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And Jesus strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them." However, the leper went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. Let's pray together. Father, we come to you this word this morning with humility, knowing that we are in need. We're in need to hear from you through your word. And so, Lord, we ask and pray that our hearts and minds would be ready. And Father, help us to see and hear exactly what you want to say to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and you may be seated. So as we make several observations together this morning, let me encourage you to look again at verse 40 and notice the leper's request for cleanness. The leper's request for cleanness. And again, cleanness is the end goal. That's the desired condition. And that's essentially what this story is about. You'll find the word clean or some form of it there in verse 40 with the word clean. Verse 41, the very last word, cleansed. Verse 42, the very last word, cleansed. And then in verse 44, the word cleansing. So understand this morning, that is what the goal, that is what the end goal is for this leper and subsequently you and I to be clean. This leper made a request for cleanness. And notice there in verse 40 that he must have had some type of determined resolve. Leprosy was a very serious first century condition. It was an infectious disease. It was one without cure and would oftentimes end in death, as it caused men and women to lose feeling in their extremities. And so then touching something that was burning and not know it, cutting your hand or your foot or any place else on your body and not knowing it. And so oftentimes relegated to a life of suffering and eventually death. By the way, on the pages of Scripture, which span approximately 6,000 to 10,000 years, there are only three instances in which leprosy is cured. Miriam's sister Moses' sister Miriam was cured of leprosy. Naaman was cured of leprosy. And then for only the third time, this man right here in Mark chapter 1. So there weren't a lot of success stories. It perhaps was a long shot. The Old Testament in Leviticus chapter 13 has some instructions for lepers. Leviticus chapter 13, verses 45 and 46. Now the leper on whom the sore is, his clothes shall be torn and his head bare, and he shall cover his mustache and cry, "Unclean, unclean!" He shall be unclean all the days he has the sore. He shall be unclean. He is unclean, and he shall dwell alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. But this leper had heard about the power of Jesus. He heard what Jesus had done in the synagogue. He heard how Jesus had healed the demon-possessed and those with disease. And so he determined, he decided, he resolved, I'm going to Jesus. And so he defied culture. He went to where Jesus was. And in verse 40, not only was he resolved, but he was repeating that word there, imploring him. It wasn't that he just made the request once. But the language of the New Testament lets us know that he made it again and again and again and again, imploring, begging, requesting of Jesus to make him clean. We also know that this leper had much respect for the Lord Jesus. He heard that he was one teaching with authority. He heard that he had healed those with diseases. He had healed those who were demon-possessed. And so we see this respect that he has for the Lord Jesus. Verse 40 says, the leper came to him, imploring him, and then notice this, kneeling down to him and saying to him, if you're willing. So the picture is not only kneeling down, but perhaps even laying flat on his face before the Lord Jesus out of respect, not demanding, not saying, Jesus, you owe this to me, but if you're willing, if you're willing, Lord, I know that you can, but will you, if you're willing, you can make me clean. The leper's request for cleanness. Notice beginning in verse 41, a second observation, if you will. Notice also the Lord's response of compassion. The Lord's response of compassion. Verse 41 says, then Jesus moved with compassion. He felt it in his bones. It was deep down inside his gut. Jesus hurt for this man. You might even say he was overwhelmed. Jesus was overwhelmed knowing this man's condition and how culture and society treated lepers. Then Jesus, moved with compassion. Notice also that Jesus, not only was he overwhelmed, but then he then acted out of the ordinary. He did something that no one else was doing. As a matter of fact, according to the Old Testament, Jesus even did something that, according to the Old Testament, he wasn't supposed to do. Look what verse 41 says. He stretched out his hand and touched him. And all of the crowd simultaneously gasped. Jesus, a Jewish rabbi, touched this leper. Sores, open sores, oozing bodily fluids. Doesn't he know? Doesn't he know that now he's unclean? Doesn't he know his Old Testament? How could he? But yet, Jesus responded with compassion because he was overwhelmed. He did what was out of the ordinary and said to him, I am willing. Be cleansed. And so right here, it may have been for the very first time in his life, but if not for the very first time in his life, once again, this man was free of leprosy. He was cleansed. And it wasn't just that he was cleansed for the day. His cleansing was ongoing. It was forever. Jesus had healed him permanently. Now we're going to come back to in just a moment, so hang with me, but we're going to come back to just in just a moment, Jesus touching him and him being cleansed forever. Make one final observation with me. It's number three, and it's a lesson about rebelling against commands. A lesson about rebelling against commands. Verse 42 said, as soon as Jesus had spoken, immediately, there's that word that we see very, very often in Mark's gospel, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And then Jesus does something that we may not understand. At least may not understand it fully. Verse 43 says, and Jesus strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone. Now, Brother Richard, I thought that when Jesus heals us, when Jesus makes us well, when Jesus does a miracle in our lives, I thought we're to tell other people about that. Well, yes, that oftentimes is the pattern. That is the admonition. But for whatever reason, perhaps fully not known by us, Jesus tells this man, don't tell anybody except the priest. Go show the priest what has happened. Sacrifice unto the Lord and let it be a testimony to them. Well, we don't know if he actually went to the priest. The story doesn't tell us whether he did or he didn't, but we know for certain that he did not follow Jesus' commands about remaining quiet. Because verse 45 says, however, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the master. Now, brothers and sisters, here's a very small but yet has profound meaning. When Jesus gives a command to me and to you, whether we understand it or not is irrelevant. It's intended to be kept. If in fact Jesus is Lord and Savior of our lives. You see, the words "no Lord," they don't go together. That is illogical. And so, yes, there may be times when Jesus gives us commands and we don't fully understand it. Yet the expectation is obedience, because when we're not obedient to Jesus' commands, there will always be consequences for our choices. And you can see here at the end of verse 45 that the consequence for this man's choice, his decision not to be obedient, to rebel against command, is that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city. He had to stay outside in the deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. So let me give you one, and it's the one, major application from this text for us this morning. Let me answer the question, and let me answer it undeniably and clearly. Is Jesus willing to touch you? Absolutely, he is. No question about it. You see, the Jewish mindset, true in this first chapter of Mark, is that twofold. Number one, this man must have been guilty of some type of sin in order for him to have leprosy. And then also, leprosy has been through the years, for those who have understood God's word, it has been symbolic or foreshadowing of spiritual leprosy or sin in my life and in your life. Spiritual leprosy is that sin that covers our body. And it's painful. And it ultimately will end in death if the Lord doesn't touch us. And here in Mark chapter 1, this man asks, his request is, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus touched him. And Dr. Luke, in his account of this story, tells us that leprosy was over his entire body. He was full of leprosy. And so watch this. Jesus not only touched him, but he touched his leprosy. Which makes me think of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. And God made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Jesus touched this leper and touched his leprosy and healed, cured this man. Foreshadowing for us, symbolizing for us, that if you're here this morning and you are suffering in this life from spiritual leprosy, sin is eating you up one side and down the other, and you know it, and everybody around you knows it. And what you need is for Jesus to touch you. What you need is for Jesus, who knew no sin, to touch you and become your sin on your behalf, so then consequently, he receives our sin and we receive his perfect righteousness. 100% and complete healing, cleansing, salvation. If you're here today and you've never trusted in Christ as Savior and Lord, I want you to know Jesus is ready and willing to touch you this morning. Amen. And when he touches you, you will be healed instantly. You won't have to go through a series of steps. You won't have a checklist to say, okay, well, I've done this, and I've done this, and I've done this. Well, maybe now I'm saved. He'll heal you instantly. Not only will he heal you instantly, but he'll heal you completely. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, he will save every part of you. He will redeem your heart. He will redeem your mind. He will redeem your mouth. He'll redeem your pocketbook. He will heal you instantly, completely, and eternally. Not just today, but for the rest of time, you will be healed. If you're here this morning and you need Jesus to touch you for the very first time, we're going to be standing and singing in just a moment after I finish praying. Brother Ronnie will be here at the front and I'll be here at the front as Brother Chris leads us. We'll be standing all across the auditorium singing together a very familiar song. Today I'm going to invite you to do what this leper did. I'm going to invite you to come to Jesus this morning. I'm going to invite you to come to Jesus this morning to be healed of your spiritual leprosy, sin. Not to live a life of perfection, but for living a life of Jesus taking your sin and you receiving his righteousness. So that you then, when you die, will have a home in heaven. And until then, you'll live a life honoring of Christ. Is Jesus willing to touch you? Everybody in the room this morning, absolutely. He is. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me today? Again, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, in just a moment, I'm going to be praying. And after I finish praying, I'm going to be here at the front. Brother Ronnie's going to be here at the front. And if today you are ready to answer that call to faith in Christ, if today you're ready to let Jesus touch you and heal you and save you, because he's the only one who can, I'm going to invite you to step out of one of these aisles as we'll all be standing and singing together. And come here to the front and just say, today, Brother Richard, today, Brother Ronnie, I want to be healed. I want Jesus to save me. I'm ready to answer that call to salvation, putting my faith and trust in Christ for the very first time, admitting that I'm a sinner, believing that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and in my place, and He's willing and ready to touch me today, and then calling on the name of the Lord to save you. Maybe you're here this morning and God is leading you to join Emory Baptist Church. We are a body of believers that believes that Jesus is the only one who can heal. He's the only one who can save. We cannot heal ourselves. We cannot save ourselves. We can't work harder. We can't try better. We can't give more. It's only up to Him. If God is leading you to unite with us through church membership, we would invite you to come today. Maybe you need to follow through with believer's baptism. Maybe there's another decision that you need to share with our congregation and responding this morning to the invitation. We would invite you to come. Father in heaven, we love you. We're thankful for your love for us. We're thankful for your son Jesus and being moved with compassion and willing to cleanse this leper as you are willing to cleanse any this morning who come to you for salvation. We trust your Spirit to have its way in our midst. And we ask all and pray all of this in Jesus' name. Would you stand very quietly and very reverently to your feet? It's Brother Chris Lee.